As a non-commercial educational radio station, KZSC supports the free expression of ideas. Please be aware that the opinions expressed are those of the speakers or artists only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the UC Regents, KZSC staff, management, or underwriters. We welcome your feedback on our programming. Please direct your comments to the Program Review Committee at 831-459-4726 or by email at prc@kzsc.org.
I'm DJ Swam here at KZSC with two members of the Sacred Souls. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
How's it going? I'm Alex from the Sacred Souls.
I'm Sal. I play bass in the Sacred Souls.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us and for chatting with me. To start off, I was hoping that you all could relay your origin story as a trio and the origin of your name, too.
So yeah, it kind of just started, me and Alex were both playing in separate bands, and, we were both playing a show together, and, we were both just waiting for our sets to play, and we were just killing time in the back, drinking some whiskey, and just started kind of talking about our, what we grew up listening to, and what we, wanted to try, and, you know, trying a new sound, and yeah, we ended up just deciding that we would just try doing some soul and covering some songs that, you know, we grew up listening to, and
I had already recorded the instrumental for Rose maybe a month or two before that, but we linked up with Josh through Instagram and, you know, took it from there.
As you all continue your tour, you're sharing your music with more and more people and serving them in that respect. So I was wondering how music serves you all.
I don't know. I feel like music's just kind of part of everyday, you know, in the morning when from brushing my teeth to going to bed, it's just always, you know, throughout the day. And I don't know, I feel like there's a different genre, a different style of music for every mood of every day. I don't know.
Yeah, same. I mean, making music's one thing, listening to music's another thing, and I just feel like those two things always have to be in my daily life.
This is DJ Futterstomp here really quick. Just out of curiosity, do you feel like you listen to music similar to yours for inspiration, or do you find inspiration in all kinds of different music? And when you're listening to music, are you always listening with an ear of a musician, or just for out of enjoyment?
I think all those things are true. So, we both love soul, obviously, yeah. So listening to rare soul and there's always new tracks to find.
Yeah, I mean, even on top of that though, like you were saying, I don't think we necessarily specifically look for inspiration in only soul.
No.
You know, from Brazilian to, you know, yeah, rocksteady to
library music, psychedelics.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You can always find some kind of soul elements and all kinds of different music, and I think that just kind of comes out in your songs, you know.
Y'all talk a lot about love in your song, so I was wondering what your philosophy on love is.
Well, Josh ain't here, so.
Josh is the good love talker.
That's, I don't know, that's more of his side of things.
We all like love, right?
Yeah, I love love.
Love's good.
To that end, though, out of curiosity, do you guys collaborate on the songwriting process? Do you, tell him, oh, I want more of this here, I want more of that here, or is it, kind of split up solely into different things?
Well, a lot of the instrumentals I'll write at my garage studio and, send them out to the homies and see what they think, and at least for this album, a lot of those tracks made the record, but there's also times where we're together, working together on a song in the studio, or Josh has Yeah, he has, like, the overall song idea and, like, the lyrics and the structure and everything, so I guess it just depends, but, yeah, I don't know. It's like, sometimes we kind of, like, guide him and give him references, so.
Adjacent to my last question about love, this one's actually from my friend Zola, who wants to know, if you're setting the mood for romancing, what album do you put on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly couldn't answer that right now. That's a deep one.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could throw on anything by, you know, well, actually, I take that back. I was gonna say you could throw on some Marvin Gaye, but
nah.
Even then, like, yeah. I don't know if that would necessarily set the mood right.
That'd be comedy.
Yeah, you know, maybe not.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm also fielding some questions here from my friend Kashal and DJ Mixolydian, and they want to know what was the last song you were obsessed with.
Come on. You got one? Yeah, let me whip out the phone real quick.
Gotta follow the Spotify.
I don't know. I mean, because sometimes I'll listen to, like, Ethiopian stuff, and I have no idea how to pronounce.
Right, like, you just don't even know the name, you just have it saved.
It's the problem about just listening to so much music. I feel like I can never just, like, remember any of it.
Yeah, well, that's, like, one thing, like, in the van when we have, like, these long drives. Like, I try to find at least, like, I don't know, 5 or 8 new songs, you know, but yeah, I don't know how to answer that question right now. There's a bunch of things too.
I will give a shout out to this new band from Australia, Surprise Chef. I've been listening to their new singles, so anything they put out, I've been digging.
That was Surprise Chef.
Surprise Chef, yeah.
Surprise Chef, cool.
Yeah, just recently signed to Big Crown.
For the van stuff, is there a designated aux person, someone who stays off the aux, or, like, do you guys, how does that go down?
Usually whoever's driving or co-piloting will play music, but most of the time people just have, like, music in their headphones, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, everybody has their own
little van ritual and
yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many new sounds in the music world with digital and altered sounds. So what keeps you all analog?
Gabe Roth.
Yeah.
Our producer. So that's just the way he does it. And
also, I mean, traditionally, just like the sound, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's producing our record, so it's got to be that way, you know? Mm-hmm. It sounds the best anyway.
Do you ever think about trying to mix in, I don't know, synth type stuff or different kinds of things into your sound, or would that feel like not authentic to it?
I mean, at the moment, not trying to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't block it, maybe
on a different
record, but right now we're just digging, like, the more traditional styles, you know.
Synth's dope too, though.
Yeah.
You know, and on the right song and the right feel, synth could be really cool.
That's more of like a mid-70s type of sound. And we're kind of more like late 60s to like
working
early 70s.
Maybe next song, you know.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
So you all have been sampled a lot. How do you all feel about that? And do you enjoy seeing your work repurposed?
I always think it's cool to see. You know, I mean, it's not always, like, my favorite, necessarily, but I think it's always cool to see, you know, somebody take your music and use it in a different way, you know, or you know, however they hear it in their heads and whatever they can create with what we did, you know.
My last question, y'all are dressed super fresh. You're super stylish. So, Kashal was wondering, do you all shop together? What's that like?
I'm really into, like, 1940s and 50s vintage. And I try to, like, source stuff for the dudes in the band and, you know, like, teach them a little bit about, like, the different history and all that, like, with the clothing. But yeah, I don't know. We just kind of stick to a certain look.
Simple and classy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys big thrift shoppers? Do you have spots that you like to go to find things, or kind of just picking stuff up on the road as you're going?
If you're lucky, you find stuff out in the wild, but most of the time it's hard to find like good quality 40s or 50s in like thrift stores.
Right.
Sometimes I go to like Rose Bowl flea market in Pasadena, but I also find a lot of stuff like just digging online.
And so you guys are mainly based out of San Diego, but do you also spend a lot of time in LA too, or going up there?
Not too much, right?
Like, yeah, not too often, but I'm definitely there. Like, seems like once a month at least. So, but yeah, yeah. We're based in San Diego. I was gonna say, if we'd probably not live in LA.
No.
Like with the group and stuff, did you guys meet down there in San Diego?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We all met in San Diego because we were all already, you know. I think Josh. I don't know how long Josh had been in San Diego. I mean, by that point. Mm-hmm. But me and Alex both grew up in San Diego, so we were already there.
Mm-hmm. And did you guys just like run into each other through friends of friends, or
how did
that go down?
It was our separate bands.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, I met Josh through Instagram. We were following each other.
Digital age. That's how it goes now.
Yep.
Cool. Well, thanks so much again for sitting down with us and answering our questions. I'm excited to see you all at the Rio. I haven't been there yet, so.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Neither have we.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.